At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 32 degrees your temperature here this morning. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 53 degrees and south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 20. That's before as some cold air moves in overnight and makes things much cooler by Sunday. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. One person was killed and another injured during a head-on collision Friday afternoon in Union County. The Iowa State Patrol reports that 22-year-old Samantha Neely of Creston died from injuries she suffered in a collision between her car and a pickup driven by 24-year-old Brittany Marshall of Clearfield. The accident happened just before 3 p.m. on Friday on Highway 34, about 2 miles north of Kent or about a mile east of the Adams and Union County line. Officials say Neely was driving a 2001 Pontiac Grand Prix westbound on Highway 34 when Neely reached into the back seat. Her car crossed the center line of the road and hit an eastbound 2007 Dodge Ram pickup driven by Marshall. Following the collision, the car came to rest in the south ditch while the pickup stopped on the shoulder of the road. Both women were wearing their seatbelts. Marshall suffered serious injuries and was transported by Union County Rescue to the hospital in Creston. Neely died at the scene. A passenger in the pickup was not injured. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports an attempted robbery and subsequent arrest on Friday. At approximately 1:12 p.m., 33-year-old Kelton E. Houts of Carter Lake entered the Union Pharmacy at 235 West Broadway in Council Bluffs and demanded that the clerk give him all the OxyContin they had and claimed he had a gun but never displayed it. Houts was given a bottle of the drug, and as he attempted to exit the store, he was pursued by employees that were able to catch him and hold him on the ground until officers arrived. Houts was arrested and a BB pistol with CO2 cartridges were found on him and the pills were recovered. Officers also located Houts' vehicle a short distance away and it's been secured pending processing. Houts was first taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment of minor injuries he received during the scuffle with store employees. He was later taken to the Criminal Investigation Division where he provided detectives with a statement that led officers to believe he is linked to several other robberies in the metro area. Houts was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on one count of first-degree robbery, with additional charges pending. The period of extended unemployment benefits for nearly 4,000 Iowans will soon end. The budget deal passed earlier this month by Congress does not continue the program into 2014. Iowa Workforce Development spokeswoman Carrie Kuntz says the extension began almost 5 years ago. This has been the longest period in time that Congress has ever authorized extended unemployment compensation for those individuals who've exhausted their regular benefits during a time of economic downturn, Kuhns says. There wasn't even this large of a number of extensions during the 80s farm crisis. State officials have notified the 3,952 Iowans who are currently eligible for emergency unemployment compensation that this is the last week they can file claims. Their final unemployment check will come next week. At one point in time in Iowa, individuals could have been eligible for up to 73 weeks of benefits, Kuhns says. Keep in mind that regular benefits are for 26 weeks, so that's a pretty lengthy time period added on. According to federal officials, almost 229,000 Iowans got extended unemployment benefits at some point between January of 2008 and September of this year. Nationally, about 1.3 million Americans who've qualified for extended unemployment benefits will be cut off at the turn of the year. The benefit averages about $300 per week. The Obama administration has asked Congress to renew the program, saying that those benefits are a critical lifeline for struggling Americans. A bill pending the Senate would continue the extended unemployment benefits for 3 more months. Republicans in Congress have said there have to be cuts elsewhere in the federal budget if the program were to continue. Thousands of volunteer Iowa firefighters and emergency responders can claim a new $50 credit on their income taxes. The Iowa Department of Revenue says volunteer firefighters and EMS personnel qualify for the credit starting in the 2013 tax year. Those tax filings are due in April. Firefighters are eligible as long as they are active members of the department and meet minimum training standards established by the state. EMS workers are eligible if they are trained, certified, and have a certificate from the Iowa Department of Public Health. The Legislative Services Agency says that up to 21,000 workers will be able to claim all or a portion of the credit, reducing state revenue by about $900,000 annually. Governor Terry Branstad signed the tax credit into law in 2012. A Des Moines man has been accused of trying to sideswipe a car that had 3 young children inside. Des Moines police say 27-year-old Christopher John Pinckney got into a verbal fight with a man on Thursday afternoon in the parking lot of a Walmart. The other man told police that he and his children, ages 2, 4, and 6, were pulling into the parking lot when Pinckney began yelling at him. Both men yelled at each other. Pinckney is accused of speeding up to the man's car and trying to sideswipe him. The Des Moines Register reports that Pinckney was arrested and is at the Polk County Jail. He is charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and 3 counts of child endangerment. Des Moines wants the Iowa Natural Resources Department to help pay the estimated $550,000 cleanup cost at the site of the large warehouse fire. The Des Moines Register says the city wants $300,000 from the department and will come up with the remaining $250,000 when the property is sold. 3 people were charged with arson after the August fire at 1422 Scott Avenue. City Manager Rick Clark says the site is fenced off because it poses a safety hazard. The city is trying to acquire the property, conduct environmental testing, and ultimately tear it down. The building's ownership has been in question since Home Builder Regency Corporations filed for bankruptcy in 2008. Taking a look now at your funeral announcements this morning. Rhoda L. Kellaway, age 82, of Atlantic, formerly of Anita, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Rhoda L. Kellaway will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Robert Bob Wegner, age 85, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Bob Wegner will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Beulah Vaughn Beatty, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died on December 19th at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Beulah Vaughn Beatty will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mabel Anderson, age 76, of Lewis, died on Tuesday at the Legion Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mabel Anderson will be held Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Lewis United Congregational Church in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Leonard Hartvig Anderson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Leonard Anderson will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. They have the arrangements. Ralph A. Eggers, age 82, of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Ralph Eggers will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Margaret Prignitz, age 78, of Anita, died on Friday at her home in Anita. Services for Margaret Prignitz are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Helen Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines, died Monday at the Park Ridge Specialty Care in Pleasant Hill. Funeral services for Helen Rechtenbaugh are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Mildred Millie Saunders, age 56, of Des Moines, formerly of Manning, died Friday at home in Des Moines. Funeral services for Millie Saunders are pending at the OD Funeral Home in Manning. That's a look at your latest funeral announcements and news. This 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.